Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 534. Exercise sucks. Here's what to do about it. Part 2 by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is one of 5 podcasts we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, definitely check out yesterday's episode first. That's episode 533. And I totally spaced yesterday. I am due for an inspirational quote. So without further ado, here we go. Quote, "Be master of your petty annoyances and conserve your energies for the big, worthwhile things. It isn't the mountain ahead that wears you out. It's the grain of sand in your shoe." Robert Service. And with that, let's get right to part 2 as we optimize your life. Exercise sucks. Here's what to do about it. Part 2 by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. You don't have to prove anything to anybody but yourself. When I ran cross country my freshman year of high school, I hated every day of practice. But I had friends on the team, and I told myself I was a quitter if I stopped. I made it through the fall season, barely. As I trained for the upcoming season during the next summer, I refused to let myself get beat by stopping running, even though I hated it. Finally, after a month of increasing misery went by, I accepted my training preferences and decided that putting myself through another 4 months of torture to prove a point to nobody that I could do something I hated was the dumbest idea I ever had. Well, second dumbest. I once thought it was a good idea to cast a fishing rod a few weeks after breaking my collarbone. That was the dumbest thing I've ever done. So when I stopped running, I decided to try something else. I got a gym membership. And that gym membership changed my life and started me down a path that led me to nerd fitness. Find your fitness. Today, I'm giving you permission to make some changes. If you don't like exercise, it doesn't make you a bad person. If you don't like to run, it doesn't mean you are a quitter or doomed to stay overweight. If you've gone to a boot camp and it kicked your butt and you hated it, it doesn't mean you're weak. If you have gone to a gym and you hated lifting weights, you never have to pick up another weight again in your life. Instead, I want you to find the type of fitness that brings you to life. If you haven't done that yet, you haven't looked enough places. So, look more places. Have you tried parkour? What about rock climbing? Swing dancing? Yoga? Brazilian jiu-jitsu? Geocaching? LARPing? Kung fu? Powerlifting? Running? These are all awesome forms of exercise and will get you to a pretty solid baseline of health. After all, how you eat will determine 80 to 90% of your physique. If you're trying to look a certain way or build certain skills, then yes, you will need to train and eat a certain way. For the rest of us muggles just trying to lose some weight, get in better shape, or look a little better, eating healthy and doing a fun form of fitness a few times a week, along with some walks, will actually get you most of the way there. Don't worry about getting your heart rate into the fat burning zone, which is nonsense. Don't worry about metabolic conditioning or workouts of the day or mile splits. Don't feel bad if doing squats and deadlifts aren't your thing and you'd rather be outside in nature, or that using an elliptical makes you want to cry out of boredom. Instead, do the thing that actually brings you joy and gets you moving. That is what exercise is. For me, it's gymnastic rings and powerlifting. In fact, the rest of Team Nerd Fitness is quite varied. For Stacy, it's powerlifting and yoga. For Jim, it's Olympic lifting and gymnastics. For Baker, it's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. For Alec, it's Ultimate Frisbee and CrossFit. For Margaret, it's rowing. For Daryl, it's martial arts. For Taylor, it's lifting and bodyweight training. For Noel, it's the Nerd Fitness Academy workouts. Despite that list being quite all over the place, it's all tied together by one principle. We exercise in a certain way because we enjoy it. This is why you can create a free character on Nerd Fitness with a focus in whatever reaches out to you. We also all know that some basic strength training, even if it's not our main focal point, makes us safer and better at the other activities we choose to do. So we all mix in a bit of that with our fitness routines too. It's why principle number one of Nerd Fitness is to train in a way that you enjoy. This will allow you to stay excited and motivated about moving. If you force yourself to do things you hate all the time, you'll give up the second you reach an obstacle. This is built into every element of Nerd Fitness, and we can help you find the path towards the life you want to live. It starts with the foundation of fun and the right attitude towards strength. Stop today, start today. I want you to have an honest conversation with yourself right now. One, if you are brand new to fitness, remove any preconceived notions you have about how you're supposed to train. There's no perfect way to train, but I'll tell you, there is a wrong way. Forcing yourself to do something you despise because you think you have to. And two, if you're already on your fitness journey, is there something you force yourself to do because you've always done it or because you think you have to keep doing it? If you're doing it to reach a specific goal, good for you. But if not, and it just so happens to be what you think exercise is, can you stop that thing? Think of it this way. What's one thing with regard to fitness that you've been forcing yourself to do? Or what's the mental image you have of fitness that has kept you from starting? And what's one new thing you're going to try? Or what's an enjoyable form of exercise you're going to do more of? If you're lost and don't have any money or time to try new things, do this instead. Load up an audiobook or your favorite podcast, put on a pair of shoes, and go for a walk. We all have to start somewhere, so we might as well enjoy it from the first day too. This will help you actually build the habit of doing the activity rather than doing something because you think you have to. Once you're ready to set some elite performance or physique goals, we can talk about sacrifice and doing things for reasons other than pure enjoyment. But until then, have fun. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Exercise Sucks, Here's What to Do About It, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Believe it or not, I was in the exercise sucks category for most of my life. I played soccer and baseball when I was younger, but I realized I hated those things. I tried tennis in high school, didn't like it. My parents bought a treadmill at one point and I used to walk and jog on it. There was a point where I was so out of shape, I couldn't jog for more than a quarter mile at a time without having to stop. So I wasn't really a big fan of that. And then I got into swimming and I learned I loved swimming laps. Weird. Never would have thought so. I kind of took to it really quickly. But then I got bored with that, and then I moved on to something else. And much like Steve, I finally made my way into a gym and thought, oh, this is what I've been waiting for. And so it's okay to try new things. Like I said before, when I get asked the question, look, just give me a workout routine that works and I'll do it. My response is all workouts work. All routines work. But as Steve mentioned, look, if you have specific physique goals or you want to be an elite athlete, well, that's going to require a different form of training. But if you just want your heart to be healthy, you just want to sleep better, maybe lose a little bit of weight or not gain any more weight, then you don't have to do things that you hate. Consistency is key. And the way to stay consistent is to like it. You have to sort of enjoy it. Otherwise, you're going to find every excuse in the book to not have to do it. And I also agree with Steve when he said, if you don't like anything, well, that just means you haven't tried enough things yet. I promise there is a movement out there that you enjoy. You just haven't found it yet. All right, really quickly before I go, if you want to help keep our podcasts alive, we have many different ways you can help, both financial and otherwise. Come check out oldpodcast.com/support to see how to do that. Anything listed there would be a great help. And in fact, one of the easiest, quickest things you can do to help us out right now is to share this episode with someone. That's it. I thank you in advance for doing that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Have a great rest of your Thursday, and I'll see you here tomorrow for another Q&A episode and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.